Today is April 30th, 1980. My name is Charlie Bono.
And I'm Chris Flynn, sitting in for Ralph Basile.
And this is the 4-star WJMD News. From Washington, bypassing the diplomatic establishment, President Carter yesterday appointed Senator Edward Muskie to be Secretary of State. The Maine Democrat, a surprise choice for the new vacancy, was praised by Mr. Carter for sound judgment and integrity, strength and wisdom. Muskie, expected to win Senate confirmation easily, will replace Cyrus Vance, who resigned in a disagreement over the ill-fated effort to rescue U.S. hostages in Iran. Mr. Carter said the 66-year-old senator brings to the job years of experience in foreign policy, a very deep and profound knowledge of our country. Chris?
In another Iran-related story, President Carter, clearly frustrated, lashed out last night at the ghoulish display of the American dead in Tehran and defended his ill-fated attempt to rescue the hostages as an effort worth the taking. Mr. Carter said it would have been a worse failure not to have attempted the rescue, saying efforts at diplomacy had failed in Iran split by competing political interests. His disappointment was clear, and he expressed anger with the ghoulish actions of the terrorists and some of the government officials in Iran who displayed in a horrible exhibition of inhumanity the bodies of our courageous Americans. Charlie?
Thank you, Chris. Consumers who trade in gas guzzlers or fuel-efficient vehicles built in North America should receive federal tax credits, UAW President Douglas A. Frazier has urged. Frazier said the tax incentives would speed the nation's efforts to conserve energy and would stimulate new car sales and help return laid-off auto workers to their jobs. Chris?
Well, Charlie, vandals with consciences enriched the Ella Sharp Park Fund by $1,000, Jackson police said yesterday. The cash deposit was stuffed into a screen door at the home of Jackson Park's director Douglas N. Rittinger. He said a note explained that the money was payment for vandalism at the park April 10th when two handmade redwood information signs were destroyed. And now, over to Doug Barron with the sports.
Thank you very much, Chris. Not much going on right now. The Tigers yesterday lost to Texas 10-5, and in a game that's still in process right now, the Tigers and the Rangers are tied at 4 going into the bottom of the ninth. Okay, are we going to turn? No, okay. It was official yesterday that they took the gold medal for the Boston Marathon away from Rosie Ruiz. Finally decided that she wasn't the real winner. Jacqueline Goreau is now the official winner. And a big game in the NBA tonight, Seattle against Los Angeles. Los Angeles is going to try to get into the finals tonight if they win. Now over to Crystal Leibold with the weather.
Mostly cloudy today with some sprinkles, high 65. A low tonight in the low to mid-40s, winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers before noon, high in the mid-60s. Well, we shouldn't feel really too bad. Miami had a record low temperature today of 61. Charlie?
Well, I wish Detroit had a record high temperature of 61 today. This was the WJMD News. Thank you and good night.